Saucer? NHGAA, KD983. Morning, George. This is Jeff heading toward Holt to visit number three daughter and work on her dishwasher. Over.
Oh, jeez, I thought she was going to coffee with the boys.
No breakfast with the boys. We were supposed to do that Monday at 9 at Panera Bread, but got there and they had no power, so that was canceled. So I went to the gun store instead, which is what I may do on the way home today if I get out of here early enough. Over.
What you gonna buy, a new gun?
Say again, George.
You mind not purchasing a gun?
Oh, I might. I'm always shopping for a gun. I'll be in trouble if I buy one. I just bought a used one a couple weeks ago, and wasn't very expensive, just $150 out the door. But it's kind of an antique, so I thought I'd enjoy looking at it. Over.
Well, what did you buy? What model? What make?
Well, it's a semi-automatic .22. And it's a J.C. Higgins, made by High Standard for Sears Corporation, it's a Model 30, J.C. Higgins Model 30, made in 1952. It's a very interesting .22 rifle. Over.
Yeah, I had one of them, and it just wouldn't repeat. It kept kicking the shells out and jamming.
You had a J.C. Higgins Model 30?
Pistol.
Well, I cleaned it up. I got it home and I cleaned it up, and then a couple days later I took it, well, last Friday, I took it to the range and it shot quite well. I think I had one or two stovepipes out of, I probably shot 40 rounds through it, so that's good enough for me. It's a very interesting designed rifle. It works as good as anything else, but it's very interesting how they designed it. Over.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm gonna let you go. I got a neighbor just showed up, so.
Okay, George, have a good day. This is KD9APD Jeff, heading north on 127, monitoring.
KF8BDT, KF8BDT, can I get a radio check out there?
Calling station, say again, you're a little weak, over.
KF8, Bravo Delta Tango.
Bravo Delta Tango, I got that. Alright, this is KD9APD Jeff. Heading north on 127 from Jackson, going to Holt. Over.
That's it. Is that aim better there?
Yeah, that's better. How are you today, and what's your handle?
F8, Bravo Delta Tango. And the name is Jeff here, and we're just talking on the base over here by Oakley.
Ah, you say your name is Jeff also?
That is correct. That is correct. But we're stationary right now.
Alright, we probably talked before. I am mobile, and like I said, heading north on 127 out of Jackson. And are you a J-E-F-F-E-R-Y or an R-E-Y? Over.
We be the R-E-Y, but it's spelled all over on my side.
Okay, R-E-Y. Well, I'm an ERY, so my parents just decided to make it a little unique, I guess. And that's okay, because only about 1% of the Jeffs are ERY. Over.
Yeah, we tried to get that straight, because I spelled it E-R-Y for decades, and then I looked, and it's actually R-E-Y, so you know how that works. You just kind of say, well, what's the birth certificate say?
Yeah, copy that. Oh, very good. Well, there you go. You know, I better check my birth certificate. I haven't thought about it in a long time. Maybe I'll give it a look and see how they spelled it there. Talking about goofy birth certificates, my dad, his birthday was is May 25th, and that's what it says on his birth certificate, but he's always celebrated May 22nd as his birthday, and the reason is because he was born on a Friday, and then born at home back in the old days. And the doctor didn't file the birth certificate with the hospital or the county courthouse until Monday morning, and that's when they dated it, so 3 days later. So his birth certificate and him never did agree. Over.
Oh, that is so funny, but yeah, I could see how that would work, but I say he gets to do it all weekend then. So, okay. Show me your call sign back again.
Roger Wilco, this is Kilo Delta Niner, Alpha Papa Delta Jeff, who lives in Pleasant Lake. Over.
Sorry, a little slow on mine. I got Kilo Delta 9.
Alpha Papa Delta, as in Atlanta Police Department. Over.
Roger, roger, got that. No, we just got up and we've got a nice rain here. We got an inch and 3/16 here, so hopefully that'll keep the crops going and we don't get too much. But yeah, looks like a beautiful morning. And mine's in August, and usually it's one of them you can celebrate the day before, the day after, because it was really close to midnight.
Ah, there you go. That's excellent. The only thing special about the day I was born is the hospital got hit by a tornado. So it was not the wing that I was in, I guess, but it did cause significant damage to parts of the hospital. The same day I was born, so I could say I came in with a bang. Over.
Roger on the bang. That's a unique thing you probably won't have to worry about and thinking. But that's very interesting. Don't remember too much on mine. I think because maybe I was a little younger, we all came in and got the slap on the butt, and here we are, so we're all living. But other than that, just I threw this antenna up, and of course I'm in the middle of a 4-acre woods, so I just kind of placed the antenna up in the air. Now I got so much in feed line, I got to try to figure out what the best feed line to put on here, because I'm running probably 70 feet in the air with the antenna, and it shows 50 watts going out, but I don't know what I'm actually powered, because you're the second one that said you're pretty low on power. I'm throwing a 1.7 on the SWR, and my meter says it's 46 watts going out through it, but I don't know what gets to the antenna over. KF8, BDT.
Brother Jeff, well, as long as you use the RG8 coax, you'll be fine. I recommend whatever coax is not solid on the center wire. I never like working with that stuff. But, I would always order stranded coax on the center wire. But as long as it's the, it's not half inch diameter, but it's like
You know, not the thin stuff, the RG8X, not the thin stuff. And you'll be fine. It's really important. I think it's important when you're in the, you know, VHF frequencies to have a better coax then. Over.
WHBCI repeater. Yeah, that's just what I was looking at the calculator, trying to figure out what's going to give me the best bang. Because I'm running, well, I'm figuring I got to have at least 100, but I'm trying to cut it down to 75 feet. And then, you know, the RG213 is probably the least expensive out of the two thicker ones, but the RG8X, I don't know. What's your thoughts on that one?
You know, I can't remember, but on the 8th, I can't remember, but the RG213 I really like. That's the one that I buy quite often. Haven't bought in a couple years because when I buy it, I usually buy, you know, 100 feet, and it gives me a while to work with it. But RG213 is pretty good, as it's a, you know, it's a stranded wire on in the middle. The middle wire is stranded. I like that the best. So, yeah, anyhow, you might not have to worry about it too much because this repeater's up at 500 feet, and, you know, I got you as full quieting right now. Over.
Yeah, I understand. I see the Okemos one, and that's why I did it, because nobody could understand me or hear me very well, because I was trying to pop holes through the woods. I got a Yagi up there, too, but you just don't want to get through the woods, and it's not as easy as dragging that up into the top of the tree, so we'll just have to look at the 213. I got a 50-foot roll, but that's going to go on my long line for my HF, so we'll figure out something, but I'm going to say 73s on this transmission, and you have a safe trip, and watch out for all the dummies. I appreciate talking to you, and I'll throw you in the book, and KF8, BDT, we're going to be out and monitoring.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for the chat. Have a safe and productive and enjoyable day, KD9APD. Breaking with Jeff and monitoring, heading toward Holt.